The mayor announced Wednesday that the program on Blab TV would be produced, but he's backing away from the project amid blowback from the community.
I think the whole thing is a little silly.
Some had complained that Hayward was using the show and its $23,000 cost in taxpayer money for his reelection campaign. Hayward fired back in his online newsletter, saying his critics, quote, have tried to paint this as a political effort, but they're the ones playing politics, end quote.
You know, there's no secret the mayor's running for reelection, and instead of having the perception that this was about the mayor, it was never about the mayor. It was about highlighting the great people in Pensacola and letting our citizens know about all the great projects. You know, the political attacks, my opponent's trying to score cheap political points, you know, I just don't think it's right, so I'm just going to step away.
I read the press release about it going on without him, and my issue was never with the political side of it. It was just the use of funds to do a show like this.
Pensacola City Councilman Charles Baer is one of two challengers Hayward will face in the August 26th primary.
The mayor talks about wanting to highlight the things that our employees are doing. We have some great employees, no doubt. But on the same token, in news on the webpage, it's all about the mayor. The last five news releases have all been about things the mayor's done. If the mayor's really concerned about highlighting what our employees are doing, he ought to do it on the website and not use his Upwards newsletter as a campaign piece.
In a written statement issued Wednesday, the mayor said reports that he would host or star in the program were erroneous. Instead, he says it will serve as an addition of sorts to the more than 20 town hall meetings his administration has conducted since 2011.
We've got two great resource centers, one that's come online, one that's about to come online that were paid for by LOST money, the stormwater project that's going to come online behind the ECUA property at Corrine Jones, all the landscaping projects that we've been able to get from DOT dollars. A lot of the citizens during town hall meetings are like, hey, Mayor, we want to hear about that. You know, why don't you do a TV show?
The Pensacola Independent News reports that the city of Pensacola had an opportunity to place a show on the county's ECTV public access channel, but Mayor Hayward declined to do so.
I don't know anything about that. That is the station that the county commissioners are on, because I've done a show on that, you know, right when I got into office. No, I don't know anything about that. I don't even know where they got that.
The IN also spoke with County Attorney Allison Rogers about ECTV. She said any commissioner on the ballot is prohibited from appearing within 90 days of an election. The lone exceptions are televised commission meetings. Meanwhile, Councilman Charles Baer said earlier in the week, when the show was announced, that he would bring up the issue at Thursday night's regular city council meeting. Even with the mayor's withdrawal, Baer is sticking with that plan.
I still want to know the source of funding for it and what the ultimate goal is. And so I will be asking primarily about the cost, what fund it's coming from, or what allocation we're using to do this, and what the real goal is behind this.
While Baer says the money going toward the show could be better spent elsewhere, he's quick to add that he does not believe any campaign laws have been violated by Mayor Ashton Hayward.
The merits of having a show, if you've got lots of extra money laying around, or if you had some money from some source other than the taxpayers of our city, then you might want to do something to highlight the activities of our city. But I think that's just a ploy to say that we can do this anyway, when the fact is that the mayor has not shown a willingness to highlight the employees.
The show, as yet unnamed, is scheduled to premiere on Tuesday, July 29th. Each episode will rerun 9 times over a 2-week period until the next episode airs. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.